Good afternoon and welcome to the Business Today with the MBA. I'm your host, Patty Welther. This year marks the 11th annual Manufacturing Day celebration on October 9th at the Bayfront Convention Center. And we are thrilled to have Airborne as a major sponsor once again. So today we have Michael Monaco and Kyle Kleinedler from Airborne to tell you more about the company and why Manufacturing Day is so important to them and why it should be important to you too. We'd love to share a little bit more about Airborne with our listeners. Kyle, can you tell me about the company and what you specialize in?
Absolutely. And Patty, thank you again for letting us partake in this. This is always a real joy for us to be a part of this process. So
you're welcome. We're so glad to have you.
Thank you. Airborne is a 100% employee-owned company. We're actually headquartered in Georgetown, Texas, and our core business is engineering and manufacturing specialized connectors and electronic components for what we call OEMs, or original equipment manufacturers, and this is worldwide. So Airborne provides components and services to leading companies in industries such as military and defense, commercial air, medical, space exploration, and our Airborne products are trusted to perform in the extreme conditions where mission critical reliability is vital to the success.
That's certainly important to know. Now, we do know one of the most important goals of Manufacturing Day is to showcase not only modern manufacturing and innovation, but manufacturing careers. Could both of you end up telling me how you ended up in manufacturing and also about your education and experience in getting to working at Airborne?
Yeah, so I graduated from Gannon University here in Erie with a BS degree in industrial management and engineering. Mm-hmm. The first job that I accepted out of college was in a manufacturing company, a local privately held machining company, a high volume contract machining company. I was afforded the opportunity right out of college to experience various different roles within manufacturing, from frontline leadership, supervisory role, materials manager, engineering manager, quality manager. And over the past 25 years, I've spent in my career as plant manager or director of operations.
Patty, myself, I'm actually originally from the Northeast Ohio area. I went to school down at the University of Cincinnati. Prior to Airborne, I spent about 15 years in hospitality and retail environments. I've been with Airborne coming up on 4 years now in the HR talent acquisition side of the business, using past experience with people, relating to people, developing relationships, and frankly, just having honest conversations about Airborne and who we are as I go about the recruiting process to improve our team.
You both have varied interesting backgrounds. And along that line, why did both of you decide to work at Airborne? And Kyle, do you want to answer this one first?
Absolutely. For me, Patty, it's one word, and that's culture. The employee-owned concept was very interesting to me when I first learned about Airborne, especially as I was applying and realized that the position I was applying for had such a large impact on what we call our ESOP, our employee stock ownership plan. And that was really exciting to me. And also, you know, our company approach to what we call EII, which stands for employee excellence, customer intimacy, constant innovation, and continuous improvement. Those were all sort of building blocks of comfort for me when I dealt with past companies and their cultures. Airborne's very, very much aligned with the things that I was looking for in my next step. And so it was kind of a no-brainer for me to take the opportunity to join the team.
That's great. And Michael, what about you?
I very much agree and concur with everything Kyle said in terms of some of the incentives that drew me toward considering a career at Airborne. In terms of the ESOP company was very intriguing to me. Prior to Airborne, I had not worked in an ESOP company. I agree with Kyle as well in terms of I felt that and continue to feel after 3 years that the culture that exists within the Airborne team is very positive and very much a good fit with my beliefs and what drives and motivates me. I also, when I was considering the opportunity here at Airborne 3 years ago, I witnessed the growth both in the plant expansion that I've seen physically taking place, and then just in talking to a few folks that I knew that worked at Airborne in terms of the growth that Airborne was experiencing over the past several years. So that definitely intrigued me as well. And then lastly, I thought it was a good fit because of the major industries that airborne services such as aerospace, defense, the medical, industrial industries, and the experiences that I had prior to coming to airborne. That was a good fit based on my experiences in those markets as well.
Well, that actually leads me to my next question, Michael. What is the most exciting part of working for a large aerospace company?
The end application and, you know, where the products end up. Very critical components to the end product, mm-hmm. whether it's aerospace, defense, medical products, they're very important to the mission in terms of where those products end up and the folks that use them, whether it's the warfighters or folks in the medical or space industry.
So obviously critical mission applications. And Kyle, this one's for you. What would our listeners be most surprised to know about Airborne?
You know, Patty, we are one of, if not the largest employer in the West County area, which I don't think a lot of people realize when they hear about Airborne and what we have going on. You know, we have well over 300 team members, ranging from hourly production to engineers, production planners, supervisors, the list kind of goes on. And we're hoping to continue that growth, as Michael mentioned before, the Lake City facility again, you know, in the near future, as our customers and our contracts just continue to grow. We're excited about what lies ahead for us, and we're excited to continue to give folks in the community the opportunity to join the team down the road.
That's great to hear. I know we at the MBA love to see the growth of Airborne as well. And Airborne has been a major sponsor of Manufacturing Day for several years now, and we really appreciate that. But just, Kyle, if you could tell me why it's so important for your company to support Manufacturing Day, and tell our listeners why they should attend.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, Patty, it is a fantastic event. We're so grateful to be a part of it year after year. It really gives Airborne, as well as all the local manufacturers, honestly, in the area, and there's quite a few that are really good ones, an opportunity to showcase who we are, what we're all about, and, you know, really give kids and young adults the opportunity to come to the event, to see a world beyond the classroom. Kids, maybe now more than ever, are into electronics and hopefully asking how things work. And that Manufacturing Day really gives them the opportunity to come to an event, to get some answers, hopefully, to those questions, and maybe even open some new doors for them that they never knew were out there.
Okay. And what is your favorite part of Manufacturing Day? I'm going to ask both of you this. So, Michael, do you want to tell me what your favorite part is first?
Yeah, definitely seeing the interest of the up-and-coming leaders and employees of the local companies. And I also enjoy seeing the other companies that are there and their booths in terms of their products and offerings. And then lastly, to catch up with some of those folks that I've worked with or for over the past several years.
And Kyle, what about you?
Yeah, I would say the intimate event in the evening with the guest speaker is always a really nice, and a lot of the time it can be a very inspiring, you know, based on who's speaking. But for me personally, during the day when I'm there as part of the event, when the local schools are bringing in kids from all over Erie County, it's hectic, it's entertaining, but it's fun. And it's great to be able to talk to the kids when they stop at the table, they look at our products, they're asking questions, their curiosity is at its peak. That's the best part of the day for me personally.
Okay, I agree with both of you. And we will absolutely be seeing you at Manufacturing Day. But what are some other ways our listeners can learn more about Airborne? And Kyle is going to ask you this question.
Absolutely, Patty. Folks can always check out our website to get a more visual picture of what we build and kind of what we do and a little bit of history. We are very active via social media, so Facebook, Instagram specifically. Professionally, if anyone's interested in opportunities with Airborne, they can reach out on LinkedIn, or of course, we have presence a lot of the time in local events around the community, whether it's an intern fair at Penn State Barron, National Night Out over here in Girard, or some of our local other community events. And of course, they can always stop over and say hi to us at Manufacturing Day.
Right, that's true. And any parting words, Michael, I'm going to give you the floor first. Any last words on Manufacturing Day or on Airborne in general?
Just, we really appreciate participating and, again, staying connected with the event for the past several years. And we look forward to another great event.
And Kyle, any parting words for you?
Just once again, this Manufacturing Day event is fantastic. I really encourage, if anybody has not attended, to definitely take time out of their day to stop out and see not only Airborne, but all the local manufacturers in our community. It's great to be able to support one another and lift each other up and reminisce. And I mean, the list kind of goes on and on. So this is just a fantastic event, and we're excited to once again be a heavy role player in it. And Patty, again, thank you so much for the opportunity to be a part of it.
Well, thank you both. And thank you to Airborne. We are so excited for the day and for Airborne's participation in it. And that's obviously a lot of great information. And I want to thank you for joining us to learn more about the annual Manufacturing Day celebration, which is our 11th year this year of celebrating it on October 9th. Please visit our website at mbausa.org. And this is Patty Welther for Business Today with the MBA. Hope everyone has a wonderful afternoon.